NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr has also been paying attention to what the Supreme Court justices have been saying and doing lately.
It is more than 2 months since the Supreme Court, in effect, elected George W. Bush as president. The atmosphere on that night of December 12th was so bitter that Justice Ginsburg omitted the customary respectfully from her terse "I dissent." And Justice Stevens' dissenting opinion warned of a breakdown in the nation's confidence in judges. Since then, some of the justices have found ways of letting off steam, often indirectly, in public speeches. First was Justice Thomas, who rarely speaks in the court chamber. On the day after the decision, he seized an opportunity before a gathering of high school students to deny forcefully that politics played any part in the court's decisions. More recently, Thomas has addressed a crowded dinner of the conservative American Enterprise Institute to say that one cannot be cowed by criticism. The loquacious Justice Scalia has made a whole series of speeches. To law students in San Diego, he defended the 5-4 decision as clearly grounded in the Constitution. In Honolulu, he debated Nadine Strossen, president of the American Civil Liberties Union, on a variety of issues, and one of the things he said was, "I'm not a big fan of hate crime laws." In Dallas, he said, "The Constitution is to protect us against the will of the people and isn't there to expand rights and give us more freedom than the founding fathers intended." Justice Breyer at the University of Kansas Law School spoke by indirection about the Florida election decision, saying with studied vagueness that the justices weigh different factors and have to separate themselves emotionally from their work. And Justice Ginsburg in Melbourne, Australia, said the Florida decision awaits history's judgment. She spoke of public confidence in the courts as being never beyond repair. That's what you call speaking with restraint. But not to worry. Justices have made a point of saying that despite the tension, voices were not raised in anger. And Justice Scalia said, "If you can't disagree without hating each other, you better find another profession." Easy for him to talk. He won. This is Daniel Schorr.